This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A triple suicide bombing in northeastern Nigeria's Borno state has killed at least 30 people and wounded more than 40. The Nigerian government made the announcement on Monday. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast that occurred in the village of Kanduga, where residents had gathered to watch a televised football match late Sunday. Three suspects wearing suicide vests blew themselves up. Suspicion immediately fell on Boko Haram militants. Officials say the death toll was high, partly because there were not enough emergency facilities in and near the village. Boko Haram has killed about 30,000 people in its decade-long drive to establish a strict Islamic law in northeastern Nigeria. Former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has died suddenly during a court appearance. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Egypt's state television says the 67-year-old Morsi was attending a session in his trial on espionage charges when he blacked out and then died. His body was taken to a hospital. Morsi, who hailed from Egypt's largest Islamist group, the now outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, was elected president in 2012 in the country's first free elections following the ouster the year before of longtime leader Hosni Mubarak. The military ousted Morsi in 2013 after massive protests and crushed the Brotherhood in a major crackdown, arresting Morsi and many others of the group's leaders. I'm Karen Chamas.
Just before he collapsed, judicial sources told AP that Morsi had told the court he could reveal many secrets. A cause of death has not been released. Two strong earthquakes hit China's southwestern Sichuan province late Monday. State media say at least two people were killed. The first quake was magnitude 5.9 and the second 5.2. You're listening to VOA News. The U.S. voiced new support Monday for Hong Kong democracy activists, saying they're demonstrating for basic rights. A State Department spokesman said the hundreds of thousands of street protesters were engaged in peaceful protests for what he said things which are enshrined in basic law. The demonstrators are calling for withdrawal of a proposal to extradite criminal suspects to China for trial and the resignation of the city's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam. Authorities reopened roads on Monday near government headquarters. The roads had been closed a day earlier for Sunday's march that drew nearly 2 million protesters clad in black and marching against the extradition bill. Lam suspended the bill on Saturday, but protesters say they will continue marching until the bill is permanently revoked. Companies in the United States have a message for President Trump: don't expand the tariffs on Chinese goods. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Amid the trade war, it started with Beijing. The Trump administration asked for comments on its plan to extend 25% tariffs to everything China ships to the United States. And hundreds of businesses, trade groups, and individuals from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to the Indian Motorcycle Company have responded. They're complaining that additional import taxes would boost prices for consumers, squeeze profits, and leave U.S. companies at a competitive disadvantage to foreign rivals that aren't subject to higher taxes on the vital components they buy from China. Some will appear in person to air their grievances in 7 days of hearings that begin here today. Matt Small, Washington.
The Supreme Court is throwing out an Oregon ruling against bakers who refused to make a wedding cake for a lesbian couple. Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Oregon court had ruled against the bakers before the Supreme Court ruled during its last term in favor of a Colorado baker in a similar case. The high court's now telling Oregon judges to take another look. That keeps the high-profile case off the justices' election year calendar, but the bigger issue of balancing the rights of LGBT people and religious objections from merchants remains unresolved. Another case involving a florist who would not handle arrangements for a same-sex wedding is heading to the Supreme Court. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Guatemala appears to be heading to a second round of voting in its presidential election, with early results showing no candidate likely to receive a majority of the votes cast on Sunday. With slightly less than half the balance counted on Monday, former First Lady Sandra Torres led all the candidates with about 24%. The second round of voting would take place August 11th. The eventual winner will succeed President Jimmy Morales, who's not allowed to run again because of term limits. I'm Marissa Melton. You've been listening to VOA News.